Yaakov instructs the shepherds who are carrying the gift all the way to Esav. He says, "Revach tesimu ben eder le'eder. I want you to put a break between all of the flax that I'm sending you with." And the question is, why does it have to be done in such a way? So Rashi points out that it's a very simple strategy. He wants them to realize, he wants Esav to see how great the gift is. So if the gift is all cluttered and clustered and plopped on top of each other, it's going to be very hard to realize the magnitude of the gift. But if it's spread out and as far as he can see, there is just more and more and more and more, then it will be clear to Yaakov that Yaakov's gift is something of unbelievable generosity. And that's really what his hope is. His hope is that Esav will be placated by the amount that he's being given. That's one possibility. Another one of the Mefarshim suggests a very simple explanation. He says that the reason why it's done in this way is in order to ensure that Esav sees the chachma behind the gift, the pairings of the animals, male and female, and what that means in terms of its growth and in terms of him being able to have a group of animals that will multiply and be fruitful. He wants him to realize that. But perhaps the most powerful answer is an answer that is far from pshat. It's an answer that the Ramban gives, quoting the Medrash. He says that the confrontation and the gift are all part of this long, epic battle between Yaakov and Esav. It's a battle that will go on for generations and generations, probably till the end of time. What's going on? The fight is what is going to be, and all the suffering and everything that's going to be handed and meted out by Esav against the Jewish people. And so when Yaakov gives the gift, what he's trying to symbolize is he's sending a message. In part, it's a tefillah to Hashem. And that message is revach tesimu ben eder le'eder. There is going to be a lot of suffering, a lot of fighting, a lot of battling with Esav. And Yaakov understands that's all part of the game. But he asks, God, is it possible? Revach tesimu ben eder le'eder. Is it possible that you can make it a little bit more palatable? God, can you make it a little bit more manageable? I beg you. Revach tesimu. Give a little bit of a break. Give a little bit of a pause. Make it not so harsh and so intense. Revach tesimu ben eder le'eder. God, is it possible that you can break it up a little bit that way? What a powerful tefillah by Yaakov Avinu. He's begging that, well, he knows he's going to have to deal with Esav. At the very least, can it be something that has a break? Halavai, we should get a final break from Esav and Yirtz Hashem see the Geula Shleima. Have a good day.